Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 19 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Canadian industries affected by U.S. tariffs are expected to get their share of a recently announced $5 billion federal fund. Industry Minister Melanie Joly says how it will be divvied up still needs to be negotiated. Joly didn't give a specific dollar figure or how much the aluminum sector will get, but she says it's likely to receive hundreds of millions of dollars. A team of investigators with the Transportation Safety Board of Canada is going to St. Martin to investigate the rough landing of a WestJet plane. They'll gather information and assess what happened to the flight from Toronto that experienced a hard landing on arrival at Princess Juliana International Airport yesterday afternoon. All passengers and crew were safely evacuated. It's unclear exactly what happened to the plane. Ontario's police watchdog says it's investigating the death of a man who was tasered and handcuffed by Toronto police on Sunday. The Special Investigations Unit says officers responded to a house in the area of Keele Street and Finch Avenue West in North York about 5:40 yesterday afternoon. The watchdog says the officers tasered the man and he was handcuffed and went into medical distress before he was pronounced dead at the scene. York Regional Police are asking the public for information on the whereabouts of a convicted sex offender who's alleged to have cut off a monitoring device while awaiting sentencing. They say the man was found guilty of obtaining sexual services for consideration from a person under 18 and failure to comply with a judicial release. He cut off his ankle monitoring device while waiting for sentencing in July. The Toronto Blue Jays, who fell 4-3 to the Yankees yesterday to lose 2 of 3 in the weekend series, still hold a 2-game lead in the American League East with 19 games left. They're off today. They'll open a 6-game homestand tomorrow, first with the Houston Astros, and then a weekend set with the Baltimore Orioles. Clearing this evening with fog patches developing overnight and a low tonight of +5. Tomorrow, sunny with fog patches dissipating in the morning. Tomorrow's high 22. Sunny on Wednesday and a high of 24. Right now it's 19 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. I'm Ted Silver.